Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. There is something about summer that makes you want to refresh your home. And for many of us, that starts with the kitchen. It's where the morning coffee happens, where family life gathers, where friends always seem to end up. And after years of wear and tear, it might be time to give it the attention it deserves. So if you're thinking about a new kitchen, Tile Style is well worth a visit, because Tile Style doesn't just do tiles, they also design and supply beautiful kitchens, including the luxurious Porcelainosa kitchen collection. Think high quality, contemporary design, stunning finishes, clever storage, and a look that can completely transform your space. Their expert team can help you plan it all properly with advice and optional virtual design, so you can see how your new kitchen will come together before making any big decisions. And with Tile Style Summer Sale now on, offering exceptional value across the store, it's a brilliant time to start planning with tiles and finishes to perfectly complement your new kitchen. So if your summer plans include creating a kitchen that feels genuine special, start with Tile Style. Visit the Tile Style showroom in Ballymount to see full kitchen displays and finishes up close, or explore more at tilestyle.ie.
Moncrief on News Talk.
There's a fair amount of excitement in advance of the next Bridget Jones movie, which comes out next week. And it is based, of course, on a rather old-fashioned idea, that of keeping a diary. But with your phone bombarding you with details of your past, what's the point of doing that? The writer Adele Coffey is a committed diary keeper. Adele, good afternoon.
Hello there. How are you, Sean?
So when did you start?
I actually do not remember when I started. That's how long I've been keeping a diary. So I don't
Isn't
have any memory.
Isn't that the point of a diary?
I don't have any memory of never not doing it. So I was always kind of obsessed with writing, and obviously an easy way to access that as a kid in Ballybrack in the 80s and 90s was to write in copy books, which is what I did. That's where I kept my diaries, and they're all very boring. Nothing ever happened. It was mostly just about being hungry or wondering when my dinner was ready. But I have kept them throughout life, and it's interesting. They're quite meaningful to me now, even though, you know, my life might not be very exciting. But when you keep a diary over a number of years, it's interesting to look back and you kind of start to see some meaning where maybe you might not have seen it at the time, or they can give you a sense of maybe hope, because, you know, you'll look back on a time where maybe you were going through a rough time and you'll see that actually, oh, that all came good in the end, or, you know, it didn't matter after a while, and you can get some sort of perspective, I suppose,
yeah,
which is why I like to keep them.
And what are the oldest diaries you have?
Oh, ancient. And like, also, the year before, I think it was, I got contacted by a very old landlady of mine, like from back in maybe 2012. And there was just a message. She contacted me through my agent, and there was a message saying personal belongings of Adele Coffey or something like that. And I got very excited for a minute until I realized, oh God, no, it was my landlady was selling her house, and she had found a box or a bag of diaries and old cards and letters from old boyfriends in this house that I had rented from her years ago. And very kindly, instead of setting them on fire, she kindly contacted me and said, would you like these? I'll send them back to you. So obviously I didn't sleep for a few days until they were back within my possession, because the idea of somebody else reading your awful diaries, because, you know, diaries aren't really meant for anyone else unless it's like something as fabulous as Bridget Jones, which are so entertaining and funny. Most diaries aren't like that, Sean. Most diaries are just so cringeworthy. And also, like, it's the psychological reason for writing diaries a lot of the time is because you want to get your emotions out of your head and off your chest and onto the page so that you can feel better. And often it's just like so embarrassing, just like how, you know, you had a fight with your boyfriend, or you said something really embarrassing, and who wants anyone else to read that? So they're not there to be reread. They're there to serve the purpose of, you know, what would you call it? Exercising your emotions.
When you got those diaries back, did you read them immediately?
Oh my God, I had a quick look, and, you know, some of them, like, this may come as a surprise to nobody, but a lot of them didn't even make any sense. were just ramblings, you know. It was just like, I must have been very bored that evening because there wasn't even a point to them a lot of the time. It was just something to do, I think. I don't know. I kind of like to claim a lofty reason for it. I say, you know, I'm a writer and nothing makes sense until I write it down, Sean.
Yes, of course. But you
but sometimes it doesn't make sense when I write it down.
So when you do it now, like, do you have a set time when you do it? Do you like allocate time to do it?
Do you know, I do and I don't. There are some months and some years are better than others. Some years I'll write every day while I get up. And this usually tends to go with the seasons, actually. You know, in the brighter summer months, I'll be awake at like 5 or 5:30 in the morning and I'll come downstairs and, you know, be thoughtful about the day, set some intentions for the day. But, you know, it tends to taper off in the winter months when, you know, it's not so nice to get up early. But I do find that, like, there's actual research to support the fact that if you keep a diary, there's real benefits. And one of those is what I was talking about. It's the cathartic thing of getting your feelings down. And but also it's been measured that your anxiety goes down if you keep a diary, your immune system goes up, like the strength of your immune system. And also it gives you a sense of control over your life because you're kind of writing your life story in a way, and to sort of write it down, it's like a problem shared, isn't it? You know, you don't feel so bad about things anymore. You feel like maybe you have a bit more control than you actually do.
Yeah. Though when one is, you know, if you're a teenager, you're just vomiting everything onto the page. There's no filter at all. But you're now a writer, you're a professional writer. So it's kind of almost instinctive, I imagine, in you to self-edit. So do you find yourself writing in January going, no, that's nonsense. That's not relevant. That's not what this is really about.
Could do better. No, I think the diary serves a very different purpose, actually. And unless you're somebody who believes they have a legacy and believes that their diaries are actually going to be collated and collected and published and read and that they have some merit, I think most diary writers, and I include myself in this one, are just doing it for a very personal reason, and that is simply to expunge the emotion, to feel better in the moment. And like, I'd very rarely go back and read anything. The only diary entries that I have gone back and reread are ones around my children's birth, because I was that. Again, I've admitted I'm a compulsive diary keeper. I brought my diaries into the maternity ward with me, and because I wanted to take as objective an account of the experience as possible, because everybody told me that I'd forget, and you do forget. And when I've gone back and read over those accounts, it's a surprise to me every time. It's so interesting. Huh. Like the mind just gets things wrong or fills in the gaps or completely forgets details altogether. Like now, the only thing I can remember is that I had to wait a long time for a slice of toast on the second child. That's the most important thing in my head. But if I went back and read, you know, there's so many different details. But so, you know, but most of the time you would never go back, because again, most of the time it's just a splurge, and they're not for reading by anyone else except for you, and they're not for publication. And I definitely don't edit, because that's not the purpose. I edit my books and I edit my columns and my features, but no, I'd be all day editing the diaries for Sean, my God.
Yeah, and your handwriting, your diaries, do you have a favourite book you keep them in?
Oh, handwrite the diaries. It's better than any meta form of encryption you could possibly imagine, because my writing is unreadable by anyone except me. But yeah, I do like a particular kind of notebook. I love a soft cover moleskin for the diaries. I keep the Smythsons for ideas for novels, because they're the very special notebooks. So again, we're getting into a weird dark territory here, Sean, where I have to account for my awful notebook addiction. It's very bad, but you know, I feel as a writer, again, it's justifiable, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I love a bit of stationery porn myself, I must be said.
Me too.
Adele, thanks a million. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, as ever.
That was Adele Coffey there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.